we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance. Save the dance. Oh, let's save the dance. Yes, save the dance. Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And we're talking all things Southwest Germany with a big focus on Stuttgart. And when we ended the last segment, Dr. Bill, we were talking about beer festivals, wine festivals, and I told everyone that I know you're the food guy. So what do you have there? Because I know you love German food. So do I.
Well, German food's great food. And again, Germany is a country with various parts and areas of it. Some parts of the German food come from the Hardy Mountains. Some parts of the German food is strongly influenced by French culture. Stuttgart is a city that has in it a very lively industry. When you have a city that has in it a lively economic industry, such as car making and some banking, and you're going to attract high hotels, really expensive hotels, and you're going to attract some really good restaurants. So you have your pick of the litter. You can get restaurants that are 3 Michelin star to restaurants that have 1 Michelin star to restaurants just have great food. But there are about 14 restaurants in Stuttgart that have at least 1 Michelin star and several that have 2 Michelin stars. And it's incredible. The food is basically hearty food. It's food with potatoes. It's food that has a lot of, pasta or noodle dishes, and a lot of homemade sausages with a variety of pork, variety of veal, and variety of beef dishes in it. One of the most well-known dishes is a dish called Mulchen. It's basically a type of noodle that has in it wrapped beef and a few other seasonings. And it's almost like a big ravioli. And it's a favorite dish that they like there, and all restaurants do it. And you can have these dishes done very simple, or you can have these dishes done in a very elegant manner, as you would have with a Michelin star restaurant, which is kind of neat. The other thing is the variety of sausages. And I say sausages, there are tremendous sausages. Sausages made with pork, sausages made with beef. They have the Brockwurst, or sausages which have a lot of meats that have a white color, sausages which have a brown color. They also have Spätzle, which is basically, again, it's a noodle that can either be lightly fried, and this is served with a lot of dishes, a lot of cabbage dishes, some pickled, some not pickled. And you look at that. One of the best ways to approach it, if you want to look at it from several levels, is to actually get the Michelin Guide. Germany has a total of 36 restaurants which have Michelin, are added with Michelin stars. Mm-hmm. And it has a variety of the newest ones that were added to it. It also has, in the Michelin Guide, restaurants which are just good to go to. Not all restaurants in Michelin Guide, they have stars by them, but they have restaurants which are really good. So a restaurant with a 1 star says this is a great restaurant. A restaurant with 2 stars says it's noteworthy, well-known for the area. And then 3 stars, you're at the top of the line eating restaurants.
But now, do the Michelin stars also indicate the price range?
You can assume that if more stars, the more you're going to pay. Mm-hmm. That's a very high correlation. The other thing about the Michelin guides, it actually puts in restaurants, it takes into a lot the area, the food sources, things like that you can look at. TripAdvisor also has a good list of restaurants and stuff you can go to there. As I said before, in Stuttgart, the biggest thing there is going to be the wine. Mm-hmm. Wine more so than beer. They have a variety of well-known wines. You get great beer there, but it's not going to be in other places of Germany, which are really renowned, made for their beer-making areas. So there you're going to be looking at the wine and what you're looking at for the dishes. When you get to desserts, there are a variety of desserts. Again, the famous Black Forest cake, which is basically a chocolate cake, whipped cream, and preserved cherries, which is well-known, and it's usually a stacked cake that has great flavor. You also have a lot of apple dishes, dishes with turnovers. I mean, so when you have all that in line, it's great. You can get classic German food such as strudel, which is really neat. I suggest you go there, you check the sources out, you look at the variety of dishes that they have. But the other thing you want to do is compare what's local. We do have 2 areas around here, particularly when you up here in North Georgia. We have an Oktoberfest that we have here that's well, and we also have the German town of Helen.
That's true.
The Southern Appalachian, the Southern Highlanders, there were 2 groups that came here. One group was people from the Scottish-Irish area, which settled this area, but you also have people coming from Germany. And what you got with the German groups, they brought in the dairy and a lot more of the preserved meats. And a lot of those traditions still exist here in North Georgia. So Helen's a good place to start out and, you know, get some local experience to German food, German wine, and German beer. But also, there's a restaurant in Duluth called Kurtz, which if you don't feel like driving up to the mountains, you can drive a bit south. Classic German recipe. You can find some of the stuff I've talked about there. Again, the preserved meats, great flavor. And German food's also changing. What also makes a town like Stuttgart great is it's an international city. You can get sushi. You can get Chinese food. There are African restaurants there as well. So it has a tremendous variety of food sources there and a lot of outstanding local restaurants and fast foods that you can find throughout the city.
But, you know, that's also what I think is really interesting, too. You know, as cities become more international, is that you do get that influence coming in that really affects the food and as well as the culture.
You do, you do. And then a variety of bread puddings there as well that they're well known for. And these are very, very good, great hearty desserts. They were done at a time back of necessity, but through the transition of time, you have a lot of chefs adding their own spin. So now some of these are now high-end desserts that are really worth trying and really good.
I want to zip back to the Brockerish, because when I was flying with Pan Am, I mean, that was what we would go for. As soon as the plane landed, we got through customs and did all of the formalities that we'd have to do. We'd get on the bus, and we'd have a Brockerish with us, and that's what we just enjoyed riding to the hotel. I mean, it was fantastic. Everyone looked forward to that. Of course, we had dinner later on that night, but arriving, we had to have that right away.
Well, you have it's great. You know, a lot of these dishes are done with beans. A lot of dishes are done with lentils. And again, you may have certain stews and soups that are done. And a lot of them are thickened with great, rich German bread. So you have a tremendous variety of things to go to. And the cost can be either mild or can be absorbent, depending on what you want to get out of it. And still, they have a lot of good street food as well throughout the town of Stuttgart.
Now, I want to ask you this. What about things like fish and seafood? Because where I would fly to a lot was Frankfurt, and there were a couple of great restaurants that we went to that had really, really good seafood. So are you finding that also, too, over in the southwest part of Germany?
When you're the place where the Porsche was developed and built, there's a lot of traffic there. And they fly in food from all over Europe. You can get very, very high-quality sushi. You can get very, very good seafood dishes because, again, there's a tremendous amount of traffic and people going through. So you can get anything in Stuttgart and high quality.
Well, that sounds great. That sounds really good. Now, I want to go back, though, to some of the desserts, and in particular, the Black Forest cake. Now, the Black Forest cake is, did you say it's chocolate? What are the layers of cake made of? Is it?
It's basically a chocolate layered cake with whipped cream. You also have in it preserved, or what we would refer to as almost like a Maraschino cherry, this in the cake. You may also find other nuts and berries added to the cake as well. And then another white cream with that. It's a great cake. It's a layered cake, and you just need a couple of slices or one big slice. And it's one of the characteristic desserts from that area. And I say it's one of the things people get and enjoy. You have a lot of salty cakes as well, which
salty
is, again,
cakes?
Salt cakes would have more salty than sweet. A lot of savory desserts. Pancakes are really big in that area, which is things you need to consider. A lot of puff pastry is used and things. And of course, the iconic German pretzel.
How can we forget that?
The Schwaberian cuisine, which is known for its cakes, they do what's a cream cake, which is really, really luscious. And again, as you go from little local places, you'll find a lot more dishes that people are eating and people are trying. And again, they also have a baguette, which is similar to what you have in France, but it's made, you know, slightly German style, which is good.
Well, you know, during our Pan Am days, I mean, we a lot of times would find those little small restaurants that were almost like what you call neighborhood restaurants, where the food is really good. And you know that the people are looking at quality because those are the restaurants that are also there feeding the local people. So they have to have the good customer service, the good food, in order to get those people coming back, or what you call the B-backs, the people who are coming back. So those restaurants are really good ones to try, too. I mean, definitely check out those ones with the Michelin stars, because those are really nice meals to have as well. But, you know, sometimes that restaurant is just right there on the corner where all the local folks are going. That's going to give you a really, really great meal.
Yeah, I said the Mulchen, which is, again, their sort of a version of a large ravioli. That's the classic dish in the area, and a lot of restaurants will serve it. You know, and again, you also have cabbage and a variety of sauerkraut, pickled red, and those are things that are a great accomplishment to those dishes.
Yum. You've got me hungry now. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with more talk about Stuttgart and Southwest Germany. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.